Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
If I had one wish, it would probably be time travel. And one of the first places I would go would be the Great Plains of North America before European influence, to see for myself those immense herds of bison on their native range. There may have been up to 30 million or more bison in the plains of North America. What a sight that must have been. I was thinking about all that recently when I read an article about an expedition led by Isaac Stearns, who in the summer of 1853 left St. Paul for Puget Sound to explore and survey a route for a Pacific Railroad. On July 10th, the expedition camped near Lake Jesse, which is located near Binsford in Griggs County. Stephen seemed to be rather awestruck by the immense herds of bison he observed that day in North Dakota, as he wrote in his journal, and I quote, "Crossed the Cheyenne, ascended to the top of a high hill, and for a great distance ahead, every square mile seemed to have a herd of buffalo upon it. Their number was variously estimated by members of the party, some as high as 500,000. I do not think it's any exaggeration to set it down at 200,000. I had heard of the myriads of these animals inhabiting these plains, but I could not realize the truth of these accounts till today, when they surpassed anything I could have imagined from the accounts I had received." By the way, Isaac's expedition camped near Lake Jesse at the same site used by the Nicollet-Fremont expedition of 1839. The campsite is commemorated by the Lake Jesse State Historic Site 2 miles west of Jesse. If you visit this historic site, you may have the same view that so amazed Stevens. And it was a pleasant surprise and coincidence that the 1990 movie Dances with Wolves, starring Kevin Costner, recently ran on one of our cable stations. That's a great movie, and I had forgotten how impressive some of those scenes of a bison hunt were in the movie. Time travel's not going to happen, so historical records and seeing those scenes with large herds of bison in the movie can give us a sense of just how immense those herds may have been at times. And of course, they could have been even more than we could have imagined. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.